Chapter 4, Search for the Perfect Wave, 1971 to 1973. Everything was different in Texas. There was plenty of sand all around, but no beach. There were bluebonnets and katydids and mesquite, and people ate things I'd never heard of, like chicken fried steak, and drank things I'd never seen, like iced tea. Instead of gliding along the perfect, glassy, cool waves of Monterey Bay, I spent the summer before my senior year of high school cutting down trees with a chainsaw. While all my friends back in California were waxing up their boards and paddling out, I sweated off pounds of water in 95% humidity. It was nearly 100 degrees in the shade, except there was no shade because I was busy cutting all the shade down. I was landlocked, literally a fish out of water. The centeredness of my being was the Pacific Ocean. My inner compass oriented west to a body of water 1,250 miles away. When I sat in class, when I worked, or when I slept, I always knew which way the Pacific was. Unconsciously, I always sat down facing it. My new friends would ask me what it was like to leave my school and my girlfriend behind. I missed my girlfriend, but they did not understand that what I missed the most was the sea. On my last night in California, I went down to the ocean alone. I swam out as far as I dared into the cold Pacific surf, and then turned and swam back to the shore. I knelt down by the shoreline and scooped sand and water into small glass bottles. For years, I slept with those sacred chalices beside my bed. Since I had no choice, I threw myself into the life of a Texan. I never once said, "Boy, howdy, or y'all come back now." But I was determined to make the best of it. The football team needed a fullback, so I played football. Meanwhile, the students seemed so fascinated with the new blonde-haired, blue-eyed surfer boy from California that they voted me vice president of the senior class just 4 weeks after I started school. Like everything else, the girls were different there. The hippie beach girls of California were into the natural look then and rarely wore makeup. However, the Southern Belles were extremely refined in their makeup and clothing and even did their nails. They also had this thing I had only seen in the movies called dating. In California, we all just hung out together and it's...